Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie second grade teacher, Carrie Bell, about how she drove 4 hours to surprise each of her 19 students at their homes. So, Carrie, with everything that's been going on, of course, a lot of schools around Iowa have been closed, and for some teachers, it's a little difficult to be away from their students, and you found a very interesting way to interact with your students while they were home for spring break. So why don't you give me a little bit about what you did for your students?
All right, Tyler, I am a second grade teacher at Mid Prairie East Elementary in Kelowna. This year, I have 19 students. And we had spring break last week, and with the news of the coronavirus and the delay of returning back to school, students were very disappointed that we would not be returning to school for some time, and I had heard from parents via email. I also have a class Facebook and Twitter page and heard from parents, and so I know myself, it has really affected me because these kids are just like my family. And so I decided that I would go on a drive-by road trip to all of my students' houses, keeping in mind the safe social distancing. And so I alerted my families via our Facebook page that I would be coming so that they were prepared that at some point that I would be driving by, honking, waving. And so I created my map. I have students that live near Westchester, Keota, South English, Wellman, Frytown, Kelowna, and Riverside, and they all attend my classroom in Kelowna. It took me almost 4 hours to complete my journey, but it was a humbling experience, not only for my students, but it was much needed for me. As I went from home to home, some students had made signs they put in their front window, which was pretty awesome. A few others had sidewalk chalked on their driveways, and then others were just waving and ecstatic that they could see me again.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, coming from a family who has my mom's a teacher, actually.
Okay.
So, you know, I can kind of see that side of, you know, missing the students and seeing that they're kind of one-on-one because, you know, you start to build that connection with the students. And to see that you're going that extra mile, I mean, like you said, 4 hours to complete this. So like you said, to take that extra mile to make sure that you still have that connection with your students is something heartfelt to see.
Right. You know, we are uncertain of what the next hour is going to bring, the next day, the weeks ahead. I can't even describe how my students are feeling, you know, because it looks nice outside. Why can't we go to school? Why can't we go to our friend's house? I miss Mrs. Bell. I know several of my students have started to do some of the same routines that we did day in and day out in our classroom, and that makes me very proud. Just want to be back in the classroom with them so we can finish out the year strong.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Miss Bell, when it comes to how you felt during this point, how did you feel doing all of this, you know, 4 hours? How did you feel going door to door, neighborhood to neighborhood, finding your students and waving at them? And how do you think your students felt when they saw you going on this parade style kind of event?
Well, first I needed to create a map. And so I do have students from quite a wide span to come into the Mid Prairie District, which is awesome. And so I kind of mapped out what would be the most realistic route for me to go. And so as I honked at the kids that when they came to the window, it was heartwarming for me and just to see their faces light up. Some came outside and from a distance, you know, said a few words to me and were just overjoyed because, you know, they're like, is Mrs. Bell okay? You know, is her family okay? Just like I want to make sure that they're okay too. So I do know that my principal really appreciated what I did, and we just had a Zoom staff meeting yesterday, and we are planning, as the weeks pass on, to do a staff parade. Obviously, we won't go by every student's home, but maybe we'll go within the communities so that we can just parade around individually in our own vehicles and honk and celebrate that are you, you know, that we're here. We want to be with you. We hope that you're doing well and that they can see us in a safe way.
Now, if there was one final thing with all of this, you know, if there was a message that you would want to send out to parents and students of the Mid-Prairie community, what would that be?
We are very fortunate to be in the district that we are in. Our administration, from our superintendent to our school board members to our principals and staff, are truly amazing. This is not something that any one of us anywhere was truly prepared for, but how everyone is handling it is simply amazing, and everybody's looking out for one another, and that truly is pretty special. I've been with the district for 23 years, and it's just an honor to work in this district, so I just thank them for allowing us to do what we do and what we do best, which is teach kids and all work together.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Mid-Prairie second grade teacher Carrie Bell. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.